It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
During a photo session, comedian Kathy Griffin posed with the bloody head of President Trump. The photo was not well received on social media. Even Chelsea Clinton and Kathy's pal Anderson Cooper were unimpressed. Chelsea said, "This is vile and wrong. It's never funny to joke about killing the president." Anderson Cooper said, "For the record, I am appalled by the photo shoot Kathy Griffin took part in. It is clearly disgusting and inappropriate." After all the backlash, Kathy herself posted an apology video last night.
"Hey everybody, it's me, Kathy Griffin. I sincerely apologize. I am just now seeing the reaction of these images. I'm a comic. I crossed the line. I moved the line, then I cross it. I went way too far. The image is too disturbing. I understand how it offends people. It wasn't funny. I get it. I've made a lot of mistakes in my career. I will continue. I asked your forgiveness, taking down the image, going to ask the photographer to take down the image, and I beg for your forgiveness. I went too far. I made a mistake, and I was wrong."
Yeah, she looks like she's going to kind of hurt herself, too. One of the casinos she was booked at, I see, dropped her coming up for a future show she's going to do. So
did Squatty Potty, who did a commercial with her.
And let's not knock Squatty Potty, because honestly, if they're listening, hey, it's Joe, I have a Squatty Potty, and it does amazing things for your poo.
Has it changed your life?
It does. It honestly is like the greatest thing ever, the Squatty Potty.
What's it called?
Oh, I believe you're talking about the Squatty Potty?
Ariana Grande.
Don't worry, I won't post anything that bad. You might see me drunk in my bathroom.
Ariana Grande's Manchester benefit concert is scheduled to be held this Sunday, and it will be featuring huge acts including Coldplay, Pharrell, Justin Bieber, Miley Cyrus, and more. Proceeds will go to all the families affected by the attack. Actor Robert Pattinson says that he was nearly fired from the set of his first Twilight movie that was released in 2008. The actor told the New York Times that he stirred up some trouble on the Twilight set to the point where his agents had to come intervene. He previously said that his method acting approach landed him in some hot water on the set, and he was reportedly fighting with various people to the point of almost getting fired.
What was he doing? Like, come here, I need to suck your blood.
I don't know.
I have to bite people. I'm a vampire.
Method acting means like kind of like trying to really act like the characters, though, probably. In 1996, a 34-year-old sixth grade teacher, Mary Kay Letourneau, started a sexual relationship with one of her students who was then 12. They had met the first time when he was only in second grade. In 1997, she was arrested after getting pregnant with his child and was sentenced to 7 years in prison for child rape. She gave birth to a second child of his when she was behind bars. And then when she was released from prison, they got married. Now, after 12 years of marriage, her husband and former student has filed for legal separation because he says they've been having issues for a while now but are still committed to being good parents to their children.
Something's got to be messed up, right? Not that there's a difference with an age gap when you get older, but like, wow, like the attraction there on both sides. Like for the young boy that's a man too now, it's like, what?
Well,
she's
a pedophile.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I don't think we look down on women as much when they go after young boys as men going after young girls. But it's still like both sides are creepy. Like he'd continue to want to be with her.
Totally weird. Ed Sheeran is not engaged to his girlfriend, Cherry Seaborn. The engagement rumors came from Russell Crowe.
Hold up, what?
Yeah, remember when Russell Crowe referred to Cherry as Ed's fiance during a recent Facebook live chat? Well, Ed was asked about the alleged engagement and said, "You know, he's only met Cherry once and I didn't introduce her. I didn't say anything. I think he just assumed. But no, we're not engaged. That is the garbage."